أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've looked in detail at the life of the most awesome man who walked the earth. But you know what? In essence, we are what survives us. In other words, we are our legacy. And legacies are really what I call that light bulb moment. You know, that which illuminates the lives of generations to come, helping them to navigate their life ahead, to reach their full potential. And if we look at the life of the Prophet ﷺ, his legacy was the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. None other. And again, Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. The silent guidance and then the living guidance. Absolutely phenomenal. But before I look into those, let's just talk about our own legacies. See, a legacy is literally stepping out of one's moment in time and thinking about oneself in the chain of development from generation to generation. Not being motivated in life only to make something of ourselves, but to be able to share it. You know, those who came before us left the world that we live in, and those who come after will have only what we leave them. And legacies don't happen overnight. They don't happen by accident. They're intentionally crafted after years of hard work, dedication, and a thought process. So the first thing in life, when we look at our own lives, and this is taking examples from the life of the Prophet, is to understand ourselves. What is the intention? What is my mission statement? Because my legacy has to be part of the foundation of my own life. It's got to be something that's not a chore. It's got to be something that I actually enjoy. And once I've made that statement, once I know what is going to be my legacy, then I need to focus on it. And then not only focus on it, I've got to live my legacy. Once I've worked out a plan of action, I've got to implement it. How do I change myself to live it? It may be behavioral changes, character changes, working methodologies, the way I talk to others, the way I engage with others. It's only by changing the way we live will we be able to create the legacy that we want to live. And that's what we saw in the whole life of the Prophet. He was actually the walking, talking Quran. You know, when you... And not only that, look what he left behind. Look how he passed it over to Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Aima that came after him. If you look at a relay race, for example, probably the most important part of that race is the passing of the baton. And the art of handing off that baton is spectacular when it's done well. That was Ghadir. And in our society, we literally don't put enough effort in sitting at the feet of those before us, even of our elders, allowing them to transfer to us the legacy of our lives. And the idea of looking at the legacy of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Masumeen is literally to be able to build our own legacy. In other words, to be able to live even after we die. It has immense value. It's absolutely phenomenal. So back to the Prophet ﷺ. And his legacy in essence was the Quran and his words and his actions, which we call the Sunnah of the Prophet. So from tomorrow, inshallah, we will look first at his words, and then we will continue to look at the Quran, looking at Quran City, starting with the overview, then looking at the key concepts of each of the chapters or the surah of the Quran and continuing thereon. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to draw from the legacy of the Prophet so that we may be able to reach our full potential and so that we may too be able to leave the world a better place than what we found it in. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.